Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The 435th edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog has just added Pick'em Scorchers, where you can win 100 times your entry. That's right, turn $5 into $500 in just one game. Plus, every Sunday, they're giving away $100,000. Use promo code SGPN at Underdog Fantasy for a 100% deposit bonus of up to $500. We're also brought to you by Game Time, last-minute tickets. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Start making smarter bets today. And finally, we're brought to you by our $3,000 NFL Second Chance Survivor Contest, which is presented by Corey Pinkston and the Barking Dog Properties. Feel free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor.
Heidi ho, Degenerinos. Welcome to episode 435 of the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Let's dedicate this one to Crunch. Crunch gets a lot of episodes dedicated to him, one of our friends in the Discord, but he has a spooky mantle, so I have to. I have no choice but to dedicate it to him and his spooky mantle. Thank you for coming to the show. I'm one of your hosts, Jeff Chalks Fox, aka Jeff Locks Fox, aka the King of Kitchener. All those nicknames are pending other than the Locks.
King of one. Kitchener, not even a legend. The King.
That's right. Well, yeah, because I said Jamal Murray's the legend, so I guess I'm the king now because I'm much older.
Okay. Okay, we're kings.
My co-host has something to say about this. This is one of our no UFC, no problem episodes. I was going to say no Monday, no problem. That would be a problem if Monday didn't happen. This is one of our no UFC, no problem episodes. We're going to cover a couple regional MMA events coming up this week. CES and Fury FC, a couple of the top regional promotions, and we'll have a good time while we do it, of course, because the man who questions my reign as king is here with all his winning picks. That would be Gumby Vreeland. Hello.
It's tough to recognize your reign of picks when we disagreed three times last event, and I was sure. Right on all three of them.
My reign of terror has come to an end.
Yeah, the Kitchener legend, sadly. Well, I guess you can't be a king. You can go back to being a legend. That's what you can be.
All right, I've been downgraded. Just like I downgraded you from Gumby God to just plain Gumby.
Yeah, it was like Gumby mere mortal for most of Contender Series this year. But we're back to the regional scene, which is where I was also doing well.
Yes. You have stats, do you not?
Yeah, I'm up. If you bet $100 blindly on every single money line on all of the picks that I've given you over the course of... Oh, hang on. I've got the exact number of regional level fights I've given you picks for this year. Hang on, it's... Right, Nick, this is great radio. This is what everybody loves. I've given you a 254 picks. I've hit roughly 60% of them, so what you would expect. Okay, but because the underdogs are hitting good, we're up about 10 units. So whatever your unit size would be, we're up about 10 of those if you had blindly played the money line every single time this year.
Fantastic. And we don't unit shame. Whatever unit is, that's fine by us. There are, though, let me say, some big units in our Discord, let me tell you. Some people are putting pictures of big units in there.
Oh, I...
You didn't notice like that?
I try to keep my eyes off of other people's big units.
All right. So be it. Anyhow, thoughts on these events before we jump in? Are these are the best that we got this week, or are these good events we're going to cover?
They're pretty much the best we've got this week. The CES well, fantastic. I like going to CES sometimes. Like I think their events are kind of fun, but it's like they just have gone away from their model, which is like a lot of, you know, like a, they used to put together just like a really good professional fight card where there was like, you know, five or six really good main card fights. And then like three or four guys who are just barely turning pro. And you got a couple of fights out of the bottom of the card. But this one kicks off with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 amateur fights to kick off this card. Ooh. On the prelims. And like, you know, not that I don't love an AMI fight once in a while, but like CES used to be better than that. So that's kind of disappointing. And you know, like a lot of mismatches in there too. Like they got Charles Rosa's little brother in there. He's 10-1 as an amateur. So he's already had 11 amateur fights. He's 10-1. He's fighting a guy who's 4-5. And just like, you know, obviously the sacrificial lamb in there. And it's coming off of back-to-back losses to people with like much less good records than Lucas. Now, that being said, he is the guy who beat Lucas Roca, Rosa. Like he's his only loss, but it was like kind of a fluke knockout. So now they're just like letting him go get his revenge. And it's never fun to watch.
No. So you're not going to be making, my next question was if you're going to be making the trip down to Lead Yard, Connecticut. So I take it you're not.
I'm going to pass on this one. I might, it's on Fight Pass now though. So I might be able to, you know, catch a few of the fights, but I'm not.
That was my next question. My next question was, how do you watch this event?
I think it's on Fight Pass. Is it not on Fight Pass?
All right, cool. It doesn't say anything on Tapology or on their website. So that's why I did not know how you watch.
I'm going to check and then I'll get back to you. You start giving us the lead.
Okay. How about I tell everyone about our lovely sponsors while you look up that? Like the home base, SGPN. We got the SGPN Second Chance Survivor Contest going on right now. Already knocked out of your NFL Survivor Contest. Don't worry. We got you covered with the SGPN Second Chance Survivor. Presented by Corey Pinkston and Barking Dog Properties. $3,000 are up for grabs. Winner take all. It starts this weekend. That would be week 7 this coming weekend. So sign up now, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. And of course, Underdog Fantasy is still on board. And Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favorite football team all season long. Underdog has just introduced Scorchers. Go 5 for 5 and pick them Scorchers and enjoy a spicy 100%, 100 times, how about we say, 100 times payout. So 100 times what you bet. If you go 5 for 5 in your Scorchers. And for a limited time, Underdog is extending the first deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, if that's not enough for you, $100,000 Sundays continues on Underdog Fantasy. 10 lucky players will win $10,000 each every week. Gumby, what's the play, the spicy play this week? You can still make it Cowboys if you want, because that's...
It's coming up. Yeah, well this will drop by the time they're before they're playing. So who do I love in the Cowboys this week? I mean, it's a bounce back game. The Chargers defense isn't that good. Let's say we'll hit the higher than on Dakota Rain Prescott's passing yards.
There you go. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit up to $500. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code SGPN. Gumby, how do we watch this event? CES75.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I still don't know. I'm doing my damnedest right now to try to find out. It does not appear to be on Fight Pass.
No, I didn't see it listed anywhere. Yeah,
I thought it was on Fight Pass. It does not appear to be on Fight Pass. So we're working on trying to get that information to you, but maybe at some point in time during this recording, I will just randomly blurt out the way that you can watch it.
Okay. Just like I blurt things out. Let's break down the event. CES75, Rosa versus Gary. You definitely can bet on it. That's a certain thing, right? All the books will have odds for this.
All the books? No.
No.
Some of our favorite ones that have regional odds all the time? Yes.
Yes. Friday night, some Friday Night MMA this coming Friday, the 20th of October, 8 p.m. Eastern. Is also called Fight for a Cause, for breast cancer awareness, I believe, is what they are fighting for. It's at the Foxwoods Resort Casino. You've been there before, right?
I have, yes. I've seen many of fights there, including in CES one time, which it's not their home base. But it's a pretty
Foxwood.
Yeah, it's a pretty good area to see fights. Like, there's not a bad seat in there. So if you are thinking about checking out those fights, despite the fact that I told you it's pretty much an amateur card, it's like a good spot to watch a fight.
We're not breaking down any of the AMI fights today. Well, basically all our fights are going to have quote unquote household names in it, or at least if you're a USC hardcore, you'll recognize a lot of the names, including the first fight we're breaking down, middleweight fight, Eric Spicely versus Justin Sumter. You may know both those names, not necessarily both from the UFC, but you may know both the names. This is a 3 5-minute round fight at 185 pounds. Sumter Fort, the Fort, aka Fort Sumter. He's just before it, not the Fort. He's 8-5, 1 knockout, 5 submissions. He's been knocked out 4 times, submitted once. So he's been finishing all of his losses. 4-1 in CES, 1-2 in Bellator, 0-2 on Contender Series. Do you know, here's a tough question, who'd you lose to in both his Contender Series fights, Dan?
Didn't he lose to Mike am I wrong? He lost to Mike Rodriguez.
I want to say
one of them was Mike Rodriguez, and then was the other one Ian Heinisch? Hang on, let me pull it up.
I've got it. Don't
Ian Heinisch Ian Heinisch and Maki Pitolo. Yeah, I was right about Heinisch, okay. Though.
Coconut bombs. All right, so that's how you may know the name Justin Sumter. Unless you're a crazy hardcore, then you'll know it regardless. He's 1-3 over his last 4 fights, including being TKO'd in his last fight. That was back in April 2022. He's not won since September 2021. Also, he's a pro grappler, 3 years younger than Spicely, 1 inch of height, 5 inches of reach. No odds for these. So Gumby will be guessing the odds, which can be a profitable venture for us. So Spicely, Zebrina is the nickname, Gumby.
Yeah, it's Tiny Zebra.
Yes. What it means. Was that always his nickname? That seems like it's news to me. Really?
I can tell you why. You want to hear why too?
Sure, please.
When he was on The Ultimate Fighter, his girlfriend at the time, he wanted something to remember her by, so she gave him some like tiny pair of like zebra underpants, and he just wore them, and somebody caught him wearing them, and they started calling him Zebrina after that, Tiny Zebra, despite the fact that he's a big dude.
interesting stuff. All right, the Tiny Zebra is 13-8, 4 knockouts, 7 submissions. He's been knocked out 5 times, submitted twice, 10-0 in CES, 2-5 in the UFC, 2-1 in the Ultimate Fighter. As Dan mentioned, he was on the Ultimate Fighter. He used to fight down at welterweight and up at light heavyweight. He's gone 1-4 over his last 5 fights. However, he did win his last fight via submission. And he made his debut in 2013. Odds and winners, please.
So I think Sumter's probably going to come in like -160, -165. You'll see a return on Spicely right around +135, +140. I think he should definitely be the underdog here, but I'm going to go with the underdog. Because while Spicely, like, I think he'll be an underdog because, like, he looked really bad for, like, a 3-fight run. And I know he was dealing with some, like, issues, like, outside of the cage, like some mental health issues and such. Like, actually, that's what got him cut from the UFC. I don't know if you remember, he was supposed to fight Marcus Perez in a fight and had a tough time cutting weight because of some like antidepressants he was on or something like that. But like, so then he went through a really bad run in Octagon and UAE Warriors, and in his last fight he came back out and he looked his old self again. Now granted, he fought a really bad opponent, but he like won by twister in like less than a minute. So like, he looked like his old self again. He is always, or is and always has been, a good grappler. And like, the thing that Sumter has that's an issue is questionable takedown defense. He fought Billy Goff, which granted, like a tough loss in retrospect, but it was Goff up a weight class, just kind of like trying to get another fight in and trying to be a double champion so the UFC would sign him, which he got what he wanted. He also got taken down a bunch of times by Romero Cotton, which granted, Spicely, not the wrestler that Romero Cotton is. But he does look a little bit better in his takedowns than he has recently, and he's got good grappling. And I also just kind of sort of question Justin Sumter's chin too. And not that, again, not that Spicely's got like crazy one punch knockout power, but he did knock out like Kyle Magalhaes on the regional scene. And, you know, we've seen him go in and knock people out in the past. And also, like, man, it's such a wild thing to say, but like this dude choked out Thiago Santos. I feel like that's worth noting when we're talking about him being such a good grappler. Like he's gone in there and choked out Thiago Santos, a huge win. So yeah, I'm going to fade Sumter's chin and his takedown defense, and I'll take Spicely here and hopefully get him at a pretty decent dog price.
All right. The dogs hopefully are barking early for us. Let's move on to welterweights. Nate Andrews, Ali Zebian, both at 170 pounds, 3 5-minute rounds. All right. We're going to tell you about Zebian first. VIP is the nickname, so he's very important. He's 9-4 with 3 knockouts. He's been submitted once, the only time he's been stopped. 1-0 in CES. He's lost 2 straight fights. Before that, he won 5 straight, so 0-2 and 5-2. 1-0 in PFL, 1-1 in Bellator, regional champion, 10 years younger than Andrews. Nate the Snake Andrews, 16-5, 5 knockouts, 10 submissions. He's been knocked out once. 14-1 in CES and was the former champion at this weight class, lightweight. Actually, this is a welterweight fight. He was the champ at lightweight, I believe. I could be messing all this up. Do you remember where he was the champ at, Dan?
I don't.
All right. Anyhow, he was a champ, we'll say. He's lost 3 straight fights, though. Only won 1 of his last 5. He's not fought since August of 2022. He's not won since July of 2019. 0-2 in Bellator, 1-2 in the PFL, 2012 pro MMA debut. Also is a pro grappler. 5 inches taller than Zebian, 8 inches of reach on him. Go ahead. Size versus youth.
Yeah, the size is going to win out here for me. And I think Andrews is actually going to be a decent size favorite here. We'll say it's probably the same numbers as we saw in that last fight. We'll say negative 180 or negative 160, negative 165 for Andrews, and like plus 130, plus 140 for Zebian. And I'm going to take Andrews. I think both of these guys, probably their biggest problem on the regional scene is that they're kind of hittable. And the difference maker for me is going to be, first of all, that range and that height that you talked about from Andrews. Clear difference maker. And then secondly, Zebian is just like a touch slower and a touch more patient. So like if you're both very hittable, what's going to work moving forward and hitting somebody, right? Like moving forward and throwing your bombs and like throw, you know, taking your chances, not trying to be patient and look for the perfect one, because both of them are going to find the perfect one if they really want to, because like both of them are hittable. And Zebian also just like doesn't have big knockout power. Whereas Andrews, you know, he's got a little bit more, but like they're just going to be hittable and there to be hit. And I like Andrews's, I like his cardio a little bit better. I like his speed a little bit better. And I like his aggression a little bit better. So I'll take the favorite here, most likely favorite here, Andrews.
Okie dokie dokie. Where are we going to now? We are going to a shameless fighter, right? That's where we're going to next. This one is actually for some gold. It is for the CES MMA Featherweight Championship of the World. 5 5-minute rounds, 145. Don Shaynis Regivaldo Carvalho is who is fighting. Carvalho Magrao is the nickname, which means, or Magrao. M-A-G-R-A-O.
I don't know that one, but I do know one we're going to talk about later, and we're going to have to really talk about it later.
Oh, yes, we do. You just wait. Skinny is what this one means.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's suited. Yeah, that's a good nickname for him.
All right. Carvalho, 8-4, 4 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted twice. So he's been finishing all his losses. 1-0 in CES. He's won 2 straight fights and 3 of 4. Got won via TKO in his last fight. As I lost my place here. 2-0 in Bellator, used to fight at lightweight, 3 years younger than Shaynis, 3 inches taller, 4 inches of reach. Shameless Don Shaynis, 13-5, 8 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. This is his CES debut. He's gone 1-2 over his last 3 and 6-2 over his last 8. Did win his last fight. The 2 losses in that streak I was telling you about were in the UFC where he went 0-2. He's got multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/store. Used to fight at lightweight as well. 2-0 in Bellator for him as well. Go ahead.
So I think Shaynis is going to be a big favorite here. Probably negative 300. The rub of being in the UFC just going to kind of be too much here. And he really did get a bad shake of things in the UFC too. When you go back and you look at who he had to fight, you know, we're talking about Sadiq Youssef on short notice and then following it up with Jack Jenkins before they let him go. Not really a great run, but I actually like Carvalho here. And you're probably going to get them, you know, 250 or better. I would have to imagine plus 250 or better. He just, like, when he puts his combinations together, he hits really hard. I went back and I watched his fight with Blake Builder, which, you know, people have said hit or miss things about Blake Builder, but I think we could all agree that, like, Blake Builder, when he's aggressive, is at least as good as Don Chain is. And, like, he absolutely tagged Blake Builder all over the park for two rounds. He winds up getting TKO'd in the third and losing that fight, but he dropped Builder like three or four times, which is like really good combinations. I don't like that how much he moved back early in that fight, but when he did start marching forward, everything landed. Now, is he going to be able to stuff all the takedowns from Sheamus? Because Sheamus has got good grappling too. I'm not positive. I think that's probably why Sheamus is going to come in as a massive favorite, that in the UFC run. But, like, he gets up quick when he's taken down. Like, Builder took him down a couple of times, you know, sometimes just, like, timed weirdly. Sometimes he caught a kick or something. And he worked his way up to the feet almost every single time in those fights. So, I think Carvalho is going to be a pretty large underdog here. And I think this is probably one of those spots where you want to jump on, you know, as big of a number as you can find. Because Carvalho, I think, is going to just be smacking Sheamus on the feet.
And so what's the official number you're calling it at? You said plus 250?
I'll say 250, yeah.
Whew. Spicy, spicy underdog there. All right. One more fight. Main event of the event. The aforementioned Charles Rosa is fighting. Before we get to that, I'm going to keep you in suspense, because I'm going to tell you about the last couple of people that are keeping us in your ear holes. And that would be, who would the first one be? It would be Game Time, the spot where I tell you to spend your money after we give you winning place to get last minute tickets. Game Time is the spot to go for that. It's the fastest growing ticketing app in the country for a reason. Get images of your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Buy tickets in a matter of seconds, two taps and you're set. Tickets are sent directly to your phone, so you never have to dig through your email. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Hall of Fame bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Limes. I got fined again. More money in the jar. Game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, MLB, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bet's revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark. Stop it. And join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bet's to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
We researched the main event. We're going to break it down for you now. 3 5-minute rounds, featherweights, Charles Rosa versus Jonathan Gary, Junkyard Dog, Jonathan Gary, 13-13-2. That's a main event record for you, right?
That's a retirement fight record for you.
Yeah. 7 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been knocked out 4 times, submitted 8 times. 0-1 in CES. He's lost 5 straight fights, 4 straight via finish. He's not won since July of 2017. Two and two in Bellator. He's fought lightweight and welterweight, regional champion as well. 2009 pro MMA debut, 4 inches of reach, and he also is a pro boxer. Rosa, Boston Strong, Charles Rosa, 14-8, 3 knockouts, 8 submissions. He's been knocked out once. 5-0 in CES, 5-8 in the UFC. Used to fight at lightweight and welterweight as well. 2012 pro MMA debut, a year younger than Gary, an inch of height over him. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I hinted to it just now. I think this is a retirement fight for Charles Rosa. They're giving him a main event over a title fight. On a fight card where I believe, if I'm not mistaken, his family had either his mom or one of his maternal family members had breast cancer. So it's a breast cancer special awareness event. His brother is fighting on the main event of the undercard. He's fighting a guy with a 500. Like, this is a retirement fight for him, and they set him up with a fight he could win. He should be negative 2,000 here. To win by submission, he should be negative 2,000 and probably higher on the money line. I don't know an official number that they'll post. I don't know that books will even list it. It's that one of Titan. And look, you said it. Gary's got 13 losses. 8 of them have come by submission. They put him up against a guy who's been submitting dudes in the UFC for years and seemingly is trying to put on one more show for his hometown crowd. So, yeah, of course it's Rosa. He wins by whatever way he wants, most likely a very quick submission. And I'm calling it now. He lays the gloves down. He's 37, out of the UFC now. I think it's probably over.
So what's the official number you said?
I said negative 2,000.
Oh, minus 2,000 it is. Wow. Everyone get in on that line. All right, so CS, he's got Rosa. He's got Carvalho, hopefully, as a pretty big underdog. He's got Andrews, and he's got Spice Lee as a dog. We won't say big dog, a dog at the very least. All right, so that's CS. Don't go away because we're not done yet. We're going to give you a couple picks for Fury. It's a Fury contender series. Everyone's got contender series now. So is this similar to the UFC contender series or what? Because both these guys are actually in, or both the guys in the main event are actually in Fury FC as well. So what are these contenders?
No, their contender series is just like them saying that we're putting on like an event that's mostly got like people about to make their debuts or like who are kind of new. Put it this way, this CES card they're putting on right now feels kind of like a CES contender series. Like, it's mostly like AMI fights and people making their debuts and then like a couple of nice fights at the top of the card. That's the same thing here. It's like Fury usually has like plenty of people you've heard of before. And like this one has got like 2 fights worth of people you've heard of before. And then like a whole bunch of like, you know, fights they squeezed onto the card so that people could get experience and see if they actually belong in Fury.
Okay. So it's a fight night at the Apex is what it is.
Bingo.
Killing time as my Tapology crashed, but now it's back. All right. Let's get Fury up here. Fury puts on good events. They're the up and coming, fight. Regional fight promotion. That's the word, promotion, out of Texas normally. All right. Fury Challenger Series 8 is what we're going to be covering. The top 2 fights on the card. Have you watched these Challenger Series before?
I have. Yeah. Oh, also, you can watch CES, by the way. They posted on their Instagram that they don't seem to have a deal with Fight Pass anymore, and it will be live on Facebook.
Oh, that's fine. We shall take it. This one is live on Facebook as well. Fury Challenger Series 8, Sunday. They always run Sundays, which is another fun thing about them. So Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 22nd of October, 5:30 p.m. Eastern on Facebook. And it is going down in Houston, Texas, in Imogen venues. 23 fights on the card, Dan. We're going to break down all 23 now, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Co-main event. We'll jump right up to the co-main event. It is both these fights, break it down, are bantamweight fights. This is Carlos Jimenez versus Shane Torres. As I said, bantamweight. So 3 rounds at 135 pounds. Torres, 4-3, 1 knockout, 1 submission. He's been knocked out twice. 1-2 in Fury. He's lost 2 straight. Before that, he won 2 straight. He also is a pro grappler. He's 5 years younger than Jimenez and an inch taller. Jimenez, 4-2, 2 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been submitted once. 4-2 in Fury. So all his fights, pro fights, have been in Fury. He's won 2 straight and 3 of 4. Last 2 wins have come via finish. That's all I got.
So I'm looking at this fight. I'm guessing Jimenez is going to come in as a decent sized favorite. We'll say Jimenez like -230, and then you'll get the return on Torres like +180, +190. And I'm going to say Jimenez is the winner here. He's got some very nice basic striking for a guy of his experience level. He throws like a nice front kick. He's got some combos. Most of them are pretty short, but like he puts his punches together, which is more than you could say for most guys who have, you know, 6 pro fights on their career. But what he really wants to do is he really wants to grapple. He's really sharp on the ground. He's got some nice submissions. I'm a little bit worried because his only real takedown game is that he trips, you know, like he gets body lock trips or, you know, over under inside trips and like stuff like that. And he's gotten tricked into brawling in a couple of the fights I've watched. Like he starts landing a little bit, the guy returns, and then he just keeps throwing wildly. And that's not where he's his best. So I like worry about those kinds of things for him as he moves forward as a prospect. But they luckily have given him Shane Torres, a guy who should, first of all, be able to outstrike. Torres throws like these kind of like stiff shoulder punches that don't look like they have much on them. And he's a wrestler type, like he's a real stocky looking dude. So I think he might be hard to take down with the trips, but even if he is, Jimenez should be able to pick him apart on the feet. The wild thing about this fight, did you happen to look through either of their records on Tapology when you were looking through?
Yeah, I wild thing about maybe someone in the main event too is all these people have beaten the Smotherman, Cameron Smotherman. Is that what you're referring
Cameron
to?
Smotherman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's weird. Maybe I should have known better. Yeah, maybe I should have known better to pick Cameron Smotherman on Contender Series exactly. This year. Because like everybody on the Challenger Series here has beaten Smotherman. But yeah, no, I like Jimenez. I think he's probably going to be the sharper striker. If he doesn't get the takedowns, that's fine. And even if he gets taken down and works off his back, I think his jiu-jitsu is good enough to catch Torres. So I'll take the favorite Jimenez here.
All right, what was the number you were cutting out when you gave us your guess?
Well, hopefully it only cut out for you, but -230 was my guess.
Always make you nervous, but I have to tell you when I don't hear it. So there you go. All right. -230 it is. So let's find out who else beat Cameron Smotherman, shall we? Why did we go down this problem? Why did we fall for that, Gumby, and buy your Smotherman stock? All right. The main event of the 23 fight card, John Yanez versus Eduardo Alvarado, excuse me. So American versus a Mexican in Alvarado. I will tell you about Alvarado first. What's his nickname, Dan? El Pube.
I looked so far to try to find what El Pube was.
Yep.
And I didn't get anything, man. I'm going to be honest.
Hey, Spanish. Google says Spanish to English. It says the pube, which is what it sounds like. It means the pube.
I mean, there's all I found was like this song in Spanish called El Pube. And the song seems to be about that. it at least appears to be about that. So I'm going to be honest. I just don't know, but it does appear that he is the pube.
All right. The pube. You please have him on your show and find out. The pube. Alvarado is 10-7, 4 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been knocked out 4 times, submitted once. This is his Fury FC debut. Loss win over his last 4 fights. He did win his last fight via TKO. He's fighting Giannis, not Antetokounmpo. Angel is the nickname for Giannis. 5-2 with 2 knockouts, never been finished in a fight. 4-2 in Fury, so he's fought at a pretty high level in Fury. He's won 3 straight fights in 4 of 5. 2 years younger than the pube and 2 inches taller than the pube. Or longer, should we say, than the pube.
Longer than the pube. The pube's going to be a huge underdog here. plus 350, negative 400. I think if this was a gun to your head pick and you're telling me pick the winner, you know, I'm going to kill a puppy or something like that, I'd probably take Giannis, but he's not worth the price you're going to see here. And I think Alvaro is going to be close to like, if you're giving me, you're telling me what percentage I think of the time Alvarado would win, I would say like, you know, 45 to 48% of the time he would beat Giannis, because he's got a better jab. In Giannis throws like kind of power combinations and he switches stances a bunch. But if you watched his fight with Mo Miller, and granted Mo Miller, high level, regional level guy, He won by split and mostly just like he got taken down whenever Mo Miller wanted him to. He popped up enough. You know, it was a split decision win because he clearly outstruck Miller in the third. And in the second, he outstruck Miller, but spent some time on the bottom. And in the first, he clearly lost because he gave up his back in no time flat. So, like, he's got a good gas tank. So he builds momentum as the wrestlers start to fade. But I think here's the problem. He's going to run up against a guy who's not going to tire himself out. He pumps a jab. He's faster. He's got quicker combos. And his combos start with a jab. This is the pube I'm talking about. He's got good head movement. He doesn't just rely on stance switches to, like, get him there. And I think his striking is more diverse. Like, if you watch Giannis's game, most of his strikes are just power combinations. And then, you know, he switches stances four times and throws a different power combination. Whereas, like, Giannis will throw a jab with a 1-2 behind it. He'll throw leg kicks. He'll, you know, he'll triple up his jab sometimes. Like, he's just smarter with it, and he moves his head. So I think Alvarado is probably going to be a massive underdog, but I would give him so much better of a chance on the number you're going to see. Plus, on Sunday, we're all going to gather around. We're going to turn on Facebook for the first time in 10 years, and we're going to all cheer in the Discord for the pube. And I don't know what could be more community building in our Discord than coming together for a pube.
It's true. So you're picking the pube, Gumby.
I'm going to go with the pube.
All right. And are you guessing the number at?
I said, I think you're going to give him 350. Yeah, 350. And to be honest, like, I would bet him, if he was plus 220, I'd still be on.
All right.
I think he's probably, like, if I were to line this fight on my own, like, if I was the book and I was putting risk on myself, I would say, like, plus 145, plus 150 on Alvarado. So anytime you get higher than that, that's where the value is going to come in, because he's got an awful record, right? Like, his record doesn't look
good. Yeah.
He's 10-7. But, like, look at what he's fought, too. Like, he was in Combate and has fought some, like, good dudes in Combate. You know, he fought Roman Salazar way back when, and that's a guy who's, like, been all over the regional. Did Roman Salazar fight? Yeah, he fought in the UFC for three fights. So he like beat the shit out of a UFC veteran. You know, like, you got to give credit to some of the fights he's had back then, and a lot of his losses come really early in his career. So, yeah, give me the pube.
All right, so Alvarado and Jimenez are his picks for Fury FC. As he being Gumby said, get in the Discord and have some fun with us. Talk about pubes. That would be sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Twitter, SGPNMMA. Gumby runs that account. You can find him also at Gumby Vreeland. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jeff Fox Writer. You can also find me on my Substack, moneymma.substack.com. Get it in your inbox every day. My podcast, what else do? I write quite a bit. I give away things in pick 'em contests. So check that out if you're interested. And Gumby's got Top Turtle MMA podcast, which he interviews interesting people in the MMA world. Do you know who's on this week yet?
Yeah. So kicking off the show this week, we're going to be talking to a referee and judge in the MMA sphere. Chris Lieben joins the show.
Yes. Gumby's crush.
Very, very exciting. And then fighting at UFC 294 in Abu Dhabi this weekend is Mohammed Naimov, who joins the show as well.
Wow. There you go. As I told you, interesting people. He's always got good interviews with people. Hopefully he can have Al Pube on soon so we can so you can thank him for winning, helping us win, and you can find out about the nickname. All right. When are we coming back? We're going to come back Sunday, but Wednesday, Gumby will tell you all about that and say goodbye to you.
All right, I'm Dana Gumby Vreeland. He's the pube, Jeff Fox, and we will see you on Wednesday. The 435th edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy.